You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of beer and cider cans being filled at the Gale Brewery in Adelaide's outer suburbs. Virginia Buckworth, the brewer's chief executive, says the company launched around 18 months ago with a clear mission inscribed on each can.
Gale is a cheers to our past and our future, raising a glass to celebrate love without restrictions. Our unique brew is a nod to our community's sense of pride and a cause for acceptance as we stand together and embrace diversity, equality and self-expression.
Ms. Buckworth says that message was crafted by Melbourne PR firm Civic Reputation. It's the same company which now represents Israel Folau as he deals with the fallout from his homophobic comments on Twitter that saw his employer, Rugby Australia, tear up his $4 million playing contract. Just 18 months ago, Civic Reputation shared an image of a Gale Brewery can of cider, proudly launching Australia's first ever gay-owned brewery. But most recently, they handled the PR spin for Folau's now-defunct fundraising drive on GoFundMe, which the website has since shut down. Ms. Buckworth says she's shocked by the PR firm's decision to work with Folau.
It's hypocritical at its worst. How you can represent a company as Gale, openly celebrating diversity, equality, love, and the LGBTIQ community, and in the next breath then to be saying that we should be condemned to hell. I can't quite get my head around that, and I definitely find it quite abhorrent, to be honest.
But Folau is a brand Civic Reputation says it won't walk away from. Its director Chris Newman says Gale Brewery is entitled to its view, but that its standard practice is not to comment on its clients. Also standing staunchly by Folau's side is the Australian Christian Lobby, which has set up a $3 million fundraiser of its own to help Folau as he seeks up to $10 million in damages from Rugby Australia. It's now raised over $1 million, the ACL pledging $100,000 of its own. The lobby group's managing director, Martin Isles, says it's a matter of principle.
I think that the sentiment in the community for those that are speaking to this issue, they're feeling a really strong groundswell of support for Israel. And so for that reason, but also because we believe it's the right thing to do, because we believe in the principle in the case, which is freedom of expression, freedom of religion, we decided that we would launch an alternative platform. And we talked to Israel Folau's people, and they're very happy for us to do that.
But not all Christians feel they're locked in a battle for the faith. Left-leaning groups gathered today in Sydney to call for more climate change action from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Sister Libby Rogerson refuting comments her beliefs are under attack.
I don't think religious freedom is under threat. I think we have a lot of capacity to speak out, and that's why I respect Israel Folau's right to say what he does, even though I don't believe it. And I think we should hold that sacrosanct. And I hate this, that we're getting into a muddle here about contractual law, which has got nothing actually to do with free speech, even though he's speaking from that perspective.
A tug of war is also ongoing within the federal government over calls to exempt religious beliefs from employment contracts. There's a push coming from Conservative MPs to include stronger provisions when Attorney General Christian Porter presents a religious discrimination bill to Parliament next month. Speaking to the Seven Network, Liberal Senator Erica Betts lined up behind Folau.
Everybody is right to take up Israel Folau's funding campaign. The GoFundMe group, in stopping Israel Folau from raising money, acted in a manner that I think would leave most of our viewers shaking their heads this morning.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham suggesting GoFundMe might suffer as a result of its decision to scupper Folau's fundraiser.
They are a private company. They're welcome to make whatever decisions they make. They also have to wear the consequences of whatever decisions they make in terms of their commercial operations.
Folau and Rugby Australia are next due to face off at the Fair Work Commission this Friday. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.